You're listening to SBS News.
India has reported another record 24-hour jump in coronavirus cases. The Health Ministry added 24,850 confirmed cases on Sunday, bringing the nationwide total to 673,165, making India the fourth hardest hit in the world behind the US, Brazil and Russia. India's death toll rose to 19,268. Delhi resident Naresh Kumar says people don't have much choice about whether to go out or not.
We are scared, but we still have to go out. Everyone in the world fears for their lives. But work is also necessary.
Meanwhile, India's 17th century monument to love, the Taj Mahal, was due to reopen today after a three-month COVID-19 shutdown. Visitors would have had to wear masks at all time, keep their distance and not touch its glistening marble surfaces. However, while other major historical monuments across the nation are still set to open, the Taj Mahal and other monuments in the Agra region will not reopen, as they fall in a buffer zone area outside containment zones where lockdowns are still in force. Rising coronavirus cases in 39 US states have cast a shadow over the nation's 4th of July celebrations, as health experts worried that holiday parties will cause a further spike in infections that could overwhelm hospitals. Despite the surge in infections, sunseekers gathered over the holiday weekend at popular holiday spots like Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy says his state's contact tracers have already established a pattern.
Well, I mentioned there was a wedding in Myrtle Beach, and we absolutely have evidence of folks who were at that wedding who came back up to New Jersey, Jersey folks who were visiting there, and we've got other cases that were running down. That's the one that's most recent and most prevalent.
In the United Kingdom, Health Secretary Matt Hancock says that the vast majority of people did the right thing after England's hospitality sector, including pubs and restaurants, reopened for the first time in more than 3 months. Early indications suggest that the reopening of pubs in England on Saturday did not overwhelm emergency services as many had feared in the run-up to the biggest easing of the lockdown. However, police in the southern England city of Southampton said it was crystal clear that drunk people struggled with or ignored social distancing rules. Mr. Hancock praised the police.
The vast majority of people are, I think, doing the right thing. They are, increasingly people are able to use the freedoms that we're restoring. You know, I had my hair cut yesterday and I'm very relieved about it. But also doing that responsibly. I think the police have done an absolutely fantastic job throughout this crisis. Really, really difficult job. And the same again last night when the vast majority of people followed the rules, did the right thing. And of course, we'll take action when we need to, if the minority break the rules.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is at the height of a new corona offensive following a recent spike in coronavirus cases. After imposing strict measures early on during a first wave of infections, Israel and the Palestinian territories appear to have contained their outbreaks, with each reporting only a few dozen new cases a day in May. But an easing of restrictions led to a steady uptick in cases over the past month. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel would need to further clamp down to rein in the virus.
We are at the height of a new corona offensive. This is a very strong outbreak that is growing and spreading in the world and also here in Israel. The WHO had mentioned the Middle East as a global outbreak epicenter, and it does not pass over Israel. It's here.
Mexico's health ministry reported 523 more deaths on Saturday from COVID-19, bringing the total to 30,366, and nearly 7,000 new infections, bringing the total to 252,165. The new total sees Mexico overtake France in the number of deaths. The Latin American country currently ranks number 5 in the world for COVID-19 fatalities behind Italy. Mexico City resident Monica Martinez is not surprised.
It is difficult, not just here or for street vendors, but in the metro area, there are many who don't use the face mask correctly, who don't use visors, who don't use antibacterial gel. They go about speaking and coughing. These are people who don't practice good hygiene.
But while the coronavirus continues to stalk the human population, there are some unexpected benefits for the world's wildlife. The isolated beaches of the Thai island of Koh Samui have been left empty of tourists following the pandemic. Locals say the number of nests on the empty beach have tripled this year compared to previous years. Environmentalists believe the stay-at-home measures and flight bans may have provided a chance for the turtles to spawn and hatch in safety. There are only around 8,000 nesting hawksbill females left in the wild. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.